This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance. That's safe to say. But let's make all the stops.
Well, I don't know if you're on the road to romance, but yeah, you can make one stop, and that stop can be here with me. Who am I? My name is John Redman, and I'm just about to bring you just under 2 hours of my selection of easy jazz. And I'm coming to you live at a Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. Yes, it's Friday today, and it's Friday the 4th of July. So to all my American listeners out there, have a happy 4th of July. And Mike, yeah, I can understand you're missing the fireworks. Anyway, how are we all? Good? Yeah, wonderful. Now, of course, you could be listening on your radio on 1431 AM, or you could be listening on your radio on 104.7 FM. But at the same time, if you've got a smart device anywhere in the world, you could be listening through our live stream, which you get to by going to www.radiohawksbay.org.nz. Let's get on with the music, shall we? Last week, you probably didn't even get a half bar of this, but you know, it was the last track from last week, and it's the first one for this week. So I'll reintroduce it so you can listen to all of it. To Love Again, The Duets is the eighth Columbia Records studio album by the American trumpeter Chris Botti. And it was released on October the 18th, 2005. The album consists of cover versions, basically, of pop and jazz standards. I've selected a track where Chris Botti himself, on the trumpet, backed by the Ernie Wilkins Orchestra, plays a beautiful muted trumpet arrangement of a tune written by Federico Pena, and that tune is called To Love Again. The trumpeter is Chris Botti. Thank you. Now, I hope I've set the tone with that one. That was the American trumpeter Chris Botti. His name is spelled B-O-T-T-I. It's not Botti, it's Botti. And that track from his album, which is called To Love Again, The Duets, which was released in 2005. And Chris, he plays some beautiful muted trumpet, doesn't he? Backed by the Ernie Wilkins Orchestra, with that Federico Pena tune called To Love Again. The next track is one by Blossom Deary. Now, I don't know if many of you know about or have heard of Blossom Deary. Blossom was an American pianist, singer, composer, arranger. She also owned a recording company called Daffodil Records. She probably will come to mind in most people's minds, because she had this very young, sort of girly voice. But she was a great jazz artist. So here's Blossom Deary singing and playing the piano, both at the same time, from a 1966 live recording she made for Fontana Records. And the song is one she wrote herself, and it's called You Have Lived in Autumn. So that's our wonderful Blossom Deary singing and on piano with You Have Lived in Autumn. Come on, Blossom.
In autumn, I have lived in other seasons. You have lived without me. Reasons without other voices, voice another reason why I'm glad you said goodbye and went away. I will tell you something. Nothing comes from nothing given. Everything about me, given once, will go on giving while I go on living, living in no solitary way. Do not laugh if I love you. Love is long and many. often see me when I'm lovely. Lonely glances glance at many just for conversation. But of course you do not care, you laugh away. Listen through your laughing, I'm happy you are smiling. I have met another gentleman, not quite a brother. I'm not one for crying. I've found another's laugh, please go away. But of course you won't be back, you've gone away.
You've got to admit that although she had a girly voice, she could certainly put a tune together, couldn't she? It was Blossom Deary, D-E-A-R-I-E, Blossom Deary, 1966 recording. She made for Fontana Records, a song called You Have Lived in Autumn, which she wrote herself. Blossom passed away on the 7th of February 2009. In New York, and she was 84 years old. Blossom did quite a bit at one stage of her career with a pianist, composer, arranger called Dave Frischberg. And Dave Frischberg was a very clever man who wrote some absolutely hilarious lyrics. And Blossom could write hilarious lyrics too. And they got together, and I must find something where she is singing something that she composed with Dave Frischberg. I don't know if it's going to be this week, but perhaps next week, I'm going to play a Dave Frischberg song called I'm Impressed with My Attorney Bernie. And the lyrics are great. But anyway, that's not going to be it at this precise moment. Moving on, the New Zealand-born jazz pianist Alan Broadbent recorded an album in 1991 for Concord Jazz, and that album was called Live at Maybeck Recital Hall, Volume 14. And it's an album of solo piano work by Alan Broadbent. So here is Alan Broadbent on solo piano playing his own arrangement of a tune composed in 1931 by Gus Arnhem, Charles N. Daniels, and Harry Tobias. And the name of the tune that Alan's going to play for us is called Sweet and Lovely. Well, the audience liked that, and so did I. That was a recording made in 1991 for Concord Jazz, made by the New Zealand-born pianist Alan Broadbent. The tune was sweet and lovely, and he played that to his own arrangement. Some really, really nice left-hand work playing the bass notes on the piano. And I'm always amazed that pianists can use the right hand, and they're playing very, very fast, and the left hand is playing pretty slowly. There's boom, 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 boom. And the right hand's going, you know. Anyway, wherever you may be, wherever you may be sitting, driving, or wherever at the moment, welcome to this week's program of Easy Jazz with me, John Redman, coming to you from Radio Hawke's Bay. And I'm live, and I'm in Studio One, and I'm here until noon today. Now, you know I like to throw some things in from sort of left field, eh? Well, here's one that could be possibly from left field. This is a recording made by Judy Garland in 1938, and the tune is taken from the soundtrack of a film called Everybody Sing. And the song has the same name. And Everybody Sing was written by Harry Ruby and Bert Kalmar. Now, if those names sound familiar, they were the duo that wrote the song Three Little Words. But we've got Judy Garland, from 1938, from the soundtrack of the movie Everybody Sing, and she's singing for us. Everybody Sing, Judy Garland.
When the whole world seems wrong, just learn the words of a simple song, of blue skies above, be a troubadour and all is love. When April showers stray, the silver lining will come, they say, and singing in the rain's the thing that those happy days again will bring. So everybody sing, let the sound of your voice turn winter to spring. Everybody's gay, everybody's gay. Oh, say, can't you hear the orchestra play? Everybody sing, everybody start. You can't go wrong with a song in your heart. Everybody sing, get into the swing, get happy, everybody sing. Yeah, everybody sing, come on now. Everybody sing, let the sound of your voice turn the winter. Along before you have your butter toast, have a song.
Sing before breakfast, have a fire thing. Before you eat the sandwich, sing, sing, sing.
Sing a song of sixpence, pocket full of rye. 24 blackbirds baked into a pie.
When the pie was open, there before the kitchen, 24 blackbirds started to sing.
A melody of love, a song will win your lady fair.
Sing a song that mentions love, and you will dance, ya, 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 ya.
Sing a song of cheer again, the skies above will be clear again. those happy days are here again. Sing a song of cheer again.
If you worry, if you fret, if you're getting deep in debt, let your frowns turn somerset. Get yourself a good quartet.
In the evening, by the moonlight, you can hear those darkies singing.
Sing good, sing bad, sing loud, sing soft, sing sweet, sing hot, sing.
Could only be Judy Garland, couldn't it, really? I mean, that's a happy song, isn't it? Everybody sing. Judy Garland singing that song from a 1938 movie called Everybody Sing. And the song was written, as I say, by the two guys who wrote Three Little Words, Bert Kalmer and Harry Ruby. And, yeah, I threw that one in from left field, really. But it was a happy song, wasn't it? Okay, the time is now 10:31 a.m. on Friday, July 4th, 2025. And I'm here until noon, remember. Now it's time for the master of the jazz harmonica, the Belgian-born Toots Tielemans. And this track that I'm going to play is from a 2000 album called The Best of Toots Tielemans. And this track that I'm going to bring you is a great arrangement of a song called Corcovado, known in English as Quiet Nights of Quiet Stars. It's a bossa nova, and it was written by Antonio Carlos Jobim in 1960. English lyrics were written later by a man called Gene Lees. So why don't you just sit back and have a listen to the great harmonica playing of Mr. Toots Tielemans as he brings us this great bossa nova tune, which is called Quiet Nights of Quiet Stars.
Thank you.
That was the great harmonica player Toots Tielemans from a recording he did on an album in the year 2000. And the album's called The Best of Toots Tielemans. And what he played us there was a brilliant arrangement of the great bossa nova tune Corcovado, or in English, Quiet Nights of Quiet Stars. Really nice. You may not know, but in addition to being a great harmonica player, Toots was also a very, very, very good guitarist. Self-taught on guitar and harmonica, and he did that during World War II in Brussels and just after World War II. And after World War II, he listened to long-playing records that he got from British forces, occupation forces in Brussels, and that set him on the road to jazz. Okay, big band coming up right now, that of Stan Kenton. And this is a 1963 recording of a tune written by Henry Nemo and published in 1941. Stan Kenton's big band with Don't Take Your Love From Me. Yeah, you've got to admit it, big band. Now, that tune, Don't Take Your Love From Me, was written in 1941 by Henry Nemo. And you can bet your bottom dollar that he wrote that for big bands, because back in 1941, people danced together. And just listening to that particular track by Stan Kenton, 1963 recording of Don't Take Your Love From Me, immediately, if you're musically inclined, you could just imagine couples on the floor dancing, smooching to that particular type of music. Yes, it's all finished now, of course. Don't do any of that anymore. It's all boom-bitty-boom-boom-boom. Boom, boom. Anyway, I'll give you the time again. It's 10:44 a.m. on Friday, July 4th. Now, this next one is a classic 1962 recording, which was made at Rudy Van Gelder's studio in Hackensack, New Jersey, USA. It features John Coltrane on the tenor sax, Johnny Hartman doing the vocals, McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and Elvin Jones on the drums. And what you're going to listen to by that group is a tune written by Sammy Cahn and Saul Chaplin, and it's called Dedicated to You.
If I should write a book for you that brought me fame and fortune too, that book would be like my heart and me, dedicated to you. Of you, my art would be like my heart and me. Dedicated to you. To you. Because your love is the beacon that lights up my way. To you. Because with you I know a lifetime could be just one heavenly day. If I should find a twinkling star, one half so wondrous as you are, that star would be like my heart and me. Dedicated to you.
Definitely a classic, that one. Okay, the man on the vocals was Johnny Hartman. The man on the tenor sax was, of course, John Coltrane. McCoy Tyner was on piano. Jimmy Garrison was on bass. Elvin Jones were on the drums. The tune was called Dedicated to You, written by Sammy Cahn and Saul Chaplin. Now, do you remember... there was a movie, came out in 1995, which starred, was directed and produced by Clint Eastwood. And it also starred Meryl Streep. And that song was, that movie was called The Bridges of Madison County. Now, what Clint Eastwood did, he took tracks from that particular album that I've just played that track from, and he put them into the movie. And what that did, it reignited people's people's remembrance of John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman in particular. If you've never seen the movie, you really should, because it's a great movie, and the music is absolutely fine. Okay, Anne Hampton Calloway, she came to jazz through a background in cabaret. She's what's called an alto. She's got a lot of vibrato that she uses very effectively, and with a very fine rhythm section that consisted of Ted Rosenthal on piano, Jay Leonhardt on bass, and Vic Lewis on drums. She recorded an album for Tel Arc Records, and the album is called At Last. And I've selected a track from the album. So would you please listen to Anne Hampton Calloway sing for us the trombone of Wycliffe's Dieter Gordon is also added. The song, which was written by Lou Brown and Sam Stept, is called Come Love. The singer is Anne Hampton Calloway.
Comes a rainstorm, put your rubbers on your comes a snowstorm, you can get a little heat. Comes love, nothing can be done. Comes a fire, then you know just what to do. Blow a tire, you can buy another shoe. Comes love, nothing can be done. Don't try hiding, 'cause there isn't any use. You'll start sliding when your heart turns on the juice. Comes a headache, you can lose it in a day. Comes a toothache, see your dentist right away. Comes love, nothing can be done. Depression, you might get another break, but comes love, nothing can be done. Nothing can be done.
Yeah, no screaming, no screeching, just the mellow tones of Ann Hampton Calloway. And that track came from a 2009 album, which went out on Telarc Records, and the album is called At Last. And she sang for us that Lou Brand's step song, Come Love, and what a great, great piece of trombone work there by by Wycliffe Gordon. Absolutely brilliant. Now, remember, we're coming up to 11 o'clock now. I do not stop for news, sport and weather at 11. I continue on. Okay, so if you want to know all about the news, sport and weather, you'll have to wait until noon. Okay, this is the point where I always have to give a little promo about Radio Hawke's Bay. Radio Hawke's Bay, we started off in 1995, and for many years we were known as radio kidnappers. Big problem was people, because there's Cape kidnappers in this area, this big Cape, people would call us everything. Of course, Cape Kidnappers Radio, Radio Kidnappers and everything else. So about 3 years ago, it was decided we would rebrand, and we are now Radio Hawke's Bay. Where are we? Well, we're in the centre of the city of Hastings in the province of Hawke's Bay in New Zealand. And we broadcast every single day, 365 days of the year, for 24 hours a day. We never, ever close. What are we? What we are is we're a community access media station. We're funded in part by New Zealand On Air. We have at the moment three permanent staff, and we put out about 100 shows a week, and all the broadcasters, such as myself, we're all volunteers. I've been doing this show, Easy Jazz with John Redman, since 2006. So I'm one of the older broadcasters. But anyway, what else can I tell you about Radio Hawke's Bay? Well, I've told you that we never close. We're like the Windmill Theatre in London, England, during World War II. They never closed either. We have a website which you can get to by going to your search engine, whether it's a phone or an iPad, tablet, laptop, desktop, or whatever. If you go to your smartphone or whatever, and go to your search engine, Google or whatever it is, and type in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. Now, when you do that and you click it, it'll open our website, our homepage, and on that homepage is everything you need to know about Radio Hawke's Bay. You can see the schedule, so you can find out what shows are on what day, at what time. You can find information on the broadcasters. There's a little circle that you see when the page opens, and it says Listen Live. And if you click on that, you can listen to whatever is being broadcast from Radio Hawke's Bay at the time you clicked that circle. One of the other clever things we've got is we have a podcast system where if you missed an episode of your favorite show, if you go to the podcast and click on there and start to type in the name of your favorite program, a table will drop down. You'll see it, click on it, and it'll open up with all the shows on the dates that they were broadcast. And one of yours is going to be there, so click on that, and you can listen to the show that you missed. It's as easy as that. So, not bad, eh? We've got well over 90 broadcasters, put out nearly 100 shows a week. But remember, we're not just a musical radio station. Yes, music is a big part of what we broadcast. I mean, I do Easy Jazz with John Ridman and my friend Ian Hunt on Tuesday afternoons from 4 to 6 p.m. He does his show called Two for Jazz. We do classic music, classical music. We do traditional music. We do bluegrass. We do pop. We do rock. We do everything. But that only makes up a part of the programs that go out through Radio Hawke's Bay. And the only way you're going to find out about it is by going and using your smart device and typing in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. And then you can find everything you need to know about this particular radio station. So there you go. I'm going to continue with the music right now. I wonder if any of you older listeners remember a British band leader called Edmundo Ross. I remember him quite well because, you know, I'm old. Edmundo Ross and his Rumba Band, that's what they used to advertise him as. Well, Edmundo Ross was actually born Edmund William Ross, and he's half Trinidadian and half Venezuelan. As I say, he was a musician, he was a vocalist, arranger, band leader, but all his career was in the UK. He directed a highly popular Latin American orchestra. He had an extensive recording career, and he owned one of London's leading nightclubs, believe it or not. Well, I've got a recording made by Edmundo Ross and his Rumba Band. And have a listen to this one. Edmundo is leading and conducting the orchestra. And he's singing a song that he wrote. And it's called Mama Loves Pompa. You remember years ago, there used to be a song called Mama Loves Tango? Yeah? Well, Edmundo Ross has it as Mama Loves Pompa. And this is a real toe-tapper. Okay, here's Edmundo Ross and his Rumba Band with Mama Loves Pompa.
I'm about to hit the ceiling, and the reason for this feeling is the woman's liberation. It is getting out of hand. I am trying to suppress it, but my efforts to arrest it makes the whole thing so confusing. This I cannot understand. Now this has affected Mama, for she has neglected Papa. She has gone and found a brand new thing to pass the time away. And the thing that she has hooked up is a dance that they have cooked up, and it's going to spread like fire come what may.
Boom, boom, ba, boom, ba, boom, ba, boom, ba. Mama loves boom, ba, boom, ba. She loves to boom, ba, boom, ba. She rather boom. Great to be together, just like all birds of a feather.
But since Mama's liberation, she is never home at all. In the bag, the laundry's piled up. I just hope she makes her mind up. 'Cause the kitchen sink is filled with dishes stacked up 10 feet tall. By the day we're getting thinner, you should see what she calls dinner. And before we're even finished, she's dressed up and gone away. Now although we're feeling sorry, it's the fact that that's the story. She has split and made it on her merry way.
I mean, that recording was actually made in 1958, and it went out as a single on BBC Records. And you probably realised as you were listening, it wasn't a stereo recording, because you would only have got the music through your left speaker or your left headphone. But anyway, it was Armando Ross and his Rumba Band. From that year that I said, and he wrote that song, and it's called Mama Loves Pompa, and I think it was a toe tapper. Pity it wasn't in stereo, but never mind. I do the best I can for you, dear listeners. In 1994, Columbia Records released an album they called The Essence of Andre Previn. Now, Andre Previn was an American pianist, conductor, and composer. He was born in 1929 in Berlin, in Germany, and he died in 2019 in New York. He died at age 89. Now, Andre Previn was a well-known classical music conductor, composer, arranger. He was prolific on piano, and he enjoyed playing both classical and jazz. And to prove the jazz point, please have a listen to Andre Previn on piano, J.J. Johnson on trombone, Red Mitchell on bass, and Frankie Capp on the drums. And with Andre on piano, they're going to bring us a tune from the Threepenny Opera, and it's called Barbara's Tune. Andre Previn on piano.
Thank you.
The name of the tune was called Barbara's Song, and it comes from the Threepenny Opera. Of course, the best known tune from Threepenny Opera is what? Have a guess, come on. What do you think it is? Oh, the shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. You know that one, don't you? Yeah, of course you do. Anyway, the pianist on that track was Andre Previn. The man on the trombone was J.J. Johnson. Red Mitchell on bass, Frankie Capp on the drums. And that recording was made in 1994 for Columbia Records. And it the name of that particular album is called The Essence of André Previn. So I do try to give you a variety of stuff, you know. When I sit and put this program together, I have to think, right, what can I bring? Can I put that in? Shall I bring that in from left field? Takes me a long time sometimes just to get the program ready. But when it's ready and I'm here and live in Studio One, it's a pleasure to bring what I've chosen to you. Okay, Sinatra lovers, stand by. Sinatra and Company is a Reprise Records album by Frank Sinatra. It was released in 1971. Now, it came out, of course, as a record. And on one side of the album, all the songs were in bossa nova style. And on the other side of the album, all the songs were influenced by soft rock, and actually featured two songs written by John Denver. Now, the bossa nova recordings were originally cut for a follow-up of the widely acclaimed album, which was called Francis Albert Sinatra and Antonio Carlos Jobim. Right. I am going to play a track from the album I introduced first, 1971, Sinatra and Company. So here's Frank Sinatra, backed by a lush studio orchestra with Antonio Carlos Jobim on guitar. And Frank is going to sing for us Jobim's well-known hit, the bossa nova, which is called Wave, W-A-V-E, Wave. Ready for this one? Of course you are.
Close your eyes, for that's a lovely way to be aware of things your heart alone was meant to see. The fundamental loneliness goes whenever two can dream or dream together. You can't deny, don't try to fight the rising sea. Don't fight the moon, the stars above. Don't fight me. The fundamental loneliness goes whenever two can dream a dream together. When I saw you first, the time was half past three. Your eyes met mine, it was eternity. By now we know the wave is on its way to be. Just catch the wave, don't be afraid of loving me. The fundamental loneliness goes whenever two can dream our dream together. Saw you first, the time was half past three. When your eyes met mine, it was eternity. By now we know the wave is on its way to be.
just catch that wave. Don't be afraid of loving me. The fundamental loneliness goes whenever two can dream a dream together. Together.
Oh, Blue Eyes was the man singing there. Frank Sinatra from a 1971 Reprise Records album called Sinatra and Company, and together with Antonio Carlos Jobim on guitar and a Lush Studio Orchestra. Frank sang for us the Jobim song, Wave. Good that, great arrangement. I've recorded that song to the same arrangement. Anyway, it is now 11:25 a.m. on Friday, July 4th, 2025. Okay, I've got Ella Fitzgerald up next with a recording she made in 1948 for Decca Records, and she's with a vocal group called The Song Spinners. And the song they're going to sing for us was written in 1948 by Betty Peterson Blasco and Bonnie Bergantine. And the song that Ella and the Song Spinners are going to bring us is called My Happiness.
Evening shadows make me blue. When each weary day is through, how I long to be with you, my happiness. Every day I reminisce, dreaming of your tender kiss, always thinking how miss my happiness. A million years, it seems, have gone by since we shared our dreams, but I'll hold you again. There'll be no blue memories then. Whether skies are gray or blue, any place on earth will do, just as long as I'm with you, my happiness.
Evening shadows make me blue, when each weary day is through, how I long to be with you, my happiness. Every day I reminisce, dreaming of your tender kiss, always thinking how I miss my happiness.
A million years, it seems, have gone by since we shared our dreams, but I'll hold you again. There'll be no blue memories then. Whether skies are gray or blue,
skies are gray or blue,
any place on earth will
do,
just as long as I'm with you,
long as I'm with you,
my
I can remember that song, you know, when it was a huge hit back in 1948. And, of course, it was Ella Fitzgerald, backed by the Song Spinners. Ella recorded that for Decca Records in 1948. The song, written by Betty Peterson-Blasco and Bonnie Bergantine, is called My Happiness. And, oh, I remember it well. How do you fancy a bit of down and dirty country blues? Fancy a bit of that? Well, if you don't, you're going to get it anyway. Okay, now, Joanne Kelly, that's Joe, J-O, and then A-N-N, Joanne Kelly, born in 1944, died in 1990, was an English blues singer and guitarist. And she was massively respected for her strong blues vocal style and for playing country blues guitar. Now, in 1988, she started to get headaches. In 1989, she had an operation to remove a malignant brain tumour, but she died the following year, only 46 years old. Now, for those of you who are blues fans, I'm going to play two recordings by Joanne. Here's the first one. She's singing a song written in 1927 by Bessie Smith, and that song is called Blue Water Blues. And the singer is the late British blues singer, Joanne Kelly. Blackwater Blues.
Well, it rained 5 days and the skies turned dark as night. Days and the skies turn dark as night, and there's trouble taking place in the lowland that night. I went up and stood upon some high or lonesome hill. Upon some high or lonesome hill, and I looked down on that house where I used to live, and they rowed a little boat about 5 miles across the pond. About 5 miles across the pond. I packed up all of my things and they rode me right along. Rode me along now.
Well, that was the late British blues singer Joanne Kelly, and she sang for us a song that was originally written in 1927 by Bessie Smith, and it was called Blackwater Blues. Now, to actually, I said I was going to play two tracks by Joanne. Here's the second one. She's going to sing a song called Walking the Dog, which was written by Rufus Thomas, and it was first released in 1963 on Rufus Thomas's album called Walking the Dog. So here's the second from the late Joanne Kelly. She's singing for us, Walking the Dog. That's the second one by Joanne Kelly. I don't mind a little bit of blues. In fact, anyway, that was Joanne Kelly, and that was the song that was written by Rufus Thomas called Walking the Dog, which he put on his 1963 album, Walking the Dog. Reminds me, going back 17 years now, when we used to have jazz and blues at the Cabana, you know, the famous Cabana in Shakespeare Road in Napier. And Brian Church would organize on a Sunday afternoon jazz and blues at the Cabana. And it was a mixture of jazz and blues. And it was great to go down there and listen to the blues singers, listen to jazz musicians, get up on the stage and do a number or two. But that too's long gone, unfortunately. Oh, I've got to tell you this. Right, news this is. the John Redmond Trio is coming back. And the JR Trio has a booking for Wednesday, the 3rd of September, 2025. And me on the vocals, Steve Miller on the big Steinway concert grand piano, with David Day on the double bass, we're going to do a 50-minute gig at a concert called Round the Piano at the Havelock North Function Centre. That's on Wednesday, the 3rd of September, 2025. It's free to get in, and it kicks off at 12 o'clock noon. I don't know who's going to do the first 10 minutes or so, but myself, Steve, and David, we're going to do the next 50 minutes and bring back some great JR Trio. I mean, God, it's been years since I've had a trio, because I went to a quartet, and sometimes an octet even. So, I mean, going back to the late, right about 2008, 2009, 2010 and 11, that's when it was normally a pianist with me doing vocals and the late Fred Gervin on bass. And the pianist would either be John Mullaney, Dave Jenkins, Steve Miller, Warren Sang. And if he was across from Australia, it would be Harold Mullaney as well. So anyway, that's all in the past. Let's get on with the music, because it's 20 minutes to 12 now. In 2007, Chesky Records, C-H-E-S-K-E-Y, Chesky Records, released an album called The Jobim Songbook in New York. And the musicians were the David Heseltine Trio. David on piano, Nat Reeves on bass, Joe Farnsworth on drums. And I've got for you the trio as they play for us a Antonio Carlos Jobim composition. In English, it's called The Dreamer. And I'm playing it right now.
Thank you.
That's what I call easy jazz. You know, that is easy jazz. It's a typical easy jazz track, that one. David Heseltine on piano, Nat Reeves on bass, Joe Farnsworth on the drums. Recording made in 2007 in New York for Chesky Records, and the album's called The Hobim Songbook in New York. So it's all bossa nova on that one. Makes hairs on the back of my neck stand up. Oh, easy jazz. Okay, now, I'm going to have to tell you a little bit about the next artist. His name is Charlie Parker. He was born in 1920, he died in 1955. His nickname was Bird or Yardbird, and he was an American jazz saxophonist, band leader and composer. He was probably one of the most influential soloists and leading figure in the development of bebop. Now, bebop is a form of jazz that is recognizable by fast tempos, fairly advanced harmonies. Charlie Parker mainly played the alto sax. Now, in 1954, his daughter died of pneumonia. And he used to play, he had what they call, if you like, the contract to play at the Birdland, which was a jazz venue. And what with his daughter dying and being sacked from Birdland, Charlie attempted to commit suicide. It didn't work. He went into hospital. He made a partial recovery. But that was the rundown to the end of Charlie Parker. He drank. He took drugs. He went on one occasion. He went to the suite of a lady called the Baroness Panonica at the Stanhope Hotel in New York, and he wouldn't go to hospital, but he died on March the 12th, 1955, whilst he was watching TV. Now, the official causes of death, they said, was pneumonia and a bleeding ulcer, but he also had advanced psoriasis of the liver, and he'd had a heart attack, and he'd had a stroke. Now, and the coroner who did the autopsy mistakenly thought that the 34-year-old Charlie Parker was 60 years old. That's what drinking drugs do for you guys. Anyway, here's an example of Charlie Parker's alto sax playing. Live recording made in 1947. Miles Davis on trumpet, Duke Jordan on piano, Tommy Potter on bass, Max Roach on drums. The tune is called, oh, it's an old favourite, it's called Embraceable You. And this recording went out on an album called Charlie Parker on Dial. So here's Charlie Parker on alto leading the way with Embraceable You. Well, that was Charlie Parker on alto sax, and he had Duke Jordan on the piano, Miles Davis on trumpet, Tommy Potter on bass, and Max Roach on drums. The recording was made in 1947. The tune was Embraceable You. Listening to it, they were probably all high on drugs at the time they did it. I had a choice of various tracks that I could play. I mean, I could have played him doing A Night in Tunisia, out of nowhere, little Willie leaps in. They can't take that away from me. Cool Blues. And I said, no, I won't do one of the fast ones. I'll do one of the slow ones. But anyway, I've told you a little bit about Charlie Parker. Many, many saxophonists look to Charlie Parker as an example. Not that they get involved in drink and drugs, but his playing when he was sober was outstanding. Okay, well, this is the last one coming up right now. And all I can say to you, my friends, is thank you very much, no matter where you are in the whole wide world, that you've actually decided to listen to Easy Jazz with me, John Redman, today. And it's the 4th. It's the 4th of July. It's USA Independence Day. Yeah, Yankee Doodle Dandy and all that kind of stuff. Okay, so I'm going to play for you an Oscar Peterson trio called Live in... the album's called Oscar Peterson Trio, Live in Chicago. Oscar Peterson on piano, Ray Brown bass, Ed Thickpen on drums. Here's a track where they're going to play a tune written by Benny Golson, who was a tenor sax player, and it's called Whisper Not. Please be careful out there. When I was driving across to Hastings this morning from Napier, the Clive Hastings Road, a lot of fog on it this morning, and of course a lot of people who didn't have any lights switched on. So just be careful out there. Take care of yourself, and remember to love the one that loves you, because they'll love you back so much more. So God bless you. Look after yourselves. God willing, I'll be back next week with another nearly 2 hours of Easy Jazz with John Redman. In the meantime, here's a little bit of Oscar Peterson, Ray Brown and Ed Thigpen with Whisper Not. See you next week. Take care. Bye-bye for now.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.